You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I know my voice is a whole lot deeper than it normally is, and that's okay, right? It's because I have a confession, and I want to be totally transparent. All right, y'all, I've been putting God into a box, and I just realized it this morning. Yes, I know. How can that be? I pray every day. I hear from God every day. And he's even told me during prayer time not to limit him. But guess what? I have. Lately, I've been sleeping a little bit later. And at first, I felt guilty because for so long, my time with the Lord has been from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. consistently. And then it moved to a slightly later time. I was okay with that. I was still operating in the routine, though. The Holy Spirit was telling me this whole time that there would be rapid acceleration, that I would skip levels. He was telling me during this time, this routine time. But y'all, I've been limiting him. I've been limiting God to this time, to this routine time. And this morning, he wanted to talk to me about that. Our conversation went a little bit like this. Don't limit me to your routine. The routine was to establish you and to establish us. Don't limit me to your routine. The routine was to establish you and to establish us. The routine was to establish the relationship. And as I listened to him tell me this, of course, I wrote it down. I realized exactly what he was saying. I've been limiting him to the prayer closet. I've been limiting him in my routine. What came to mind was a recent fast that I did. And I'm going to be real transparent, so I need y'all to bear with me. Because this is real transparent, and I wouldn't even talk about this if I wasn't being super transparent. But during the fast, many of my prayers and time spent with the Lord were on the porcelain throne, aka the toilet. Told y'all I was going to be transparent. See, I was drinking so much water during the fast that I spent a good bit of my time on the toilet. And it was there where I had so many encounters with the Holy Spirit like never before. I even laughed because of where I was when I was having these encounters. I'm talking about tears on the toilet. I'm talking about shouting on the toilet. I'm talking about praying in tongues on the toilet. Praising God like never before on the toilet. And when it was happening, I just thought, wow. Wow, this is quite amazing and very different. But it was happening. It was an encounter. And when you have an encounter with the Lord, it's nothing you can really do. It's like you're not in control. And that's exactly where I wanted to be. But I believe that's also exactly where he's telling me that he wants me to be. Not trying to be in control with a routine. So that I can have more encounters with him. I'm sharing this because I know the enemy has tried to seed the thought that I need to do it exactly like I've always done it to get what I've always gotten. And the Holy Spirit told me, don't limit him in my routine. Don't limit him in my routine. Then he reminded me of the encounters I had with him outside of the routine. Are y'all listening to me? I know he's sharing this with me because He wants me to not limit him in the routine. But in obedience, I'm sharing it with you because I believe he doesn't want you to limit him in your routine. And maybe some of you need to establish a routine. Either way, the Lord wants to deepen our relationship with him. And he doesn't want us to put him in a box. And he doesn't want us to limit him with our routine. So then the Holy Spirit addressed some other thoughts that popped into my mind as I was praying this morning. Outside of my prayer closet. Yes, this morning I was not in the prayer closet. He said to me, it's coming. It's coming. It's so key to be obedient because what I have for you requires that you maintain obedience. Some people will only see me through you, but I don't want you to feel burdened by that. But y'all, when he said that, let me just pause right here. When he said that some people will only see me through you, I immediately started to feel burdened by that. And that's why he immediately said, don't feel burdened by that. Then he said, following me is not hard to do. Just keep me first. Write down what I say. Pray without ceasing. Obey me. Acknowledge me. Worship me. The relationship we have will impact every other relationship you have. I will never bless you prematurely. Y'all, I put wow by that, like, because that was just like, wow. I will never bless you prematurely. Then he said, the blessings that I have for you will find you ready. Y'all, this conversation flow outside of my normal place to hear from God was absolutely amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Holy Spirit talked to me about relationships. Y'all know I love relationships. He talked to me about my routines and not being limiting with my routines with him. He talked to me about readiness. He talked to me about blessings. It was exactly what I needed and wanted. But more importantly, I learned that the Holy Spirit wants to have moments with me outside of my routine. He wants to talk to me in places that I least expect. He wants to know that he can get my attention no matter what. Oh, y'all know some podcast episodes, it breaks the routine. Like literally this is breaking the routine because sometimes I can be so hype and then sometimes I can be like I am right now, just in awe of God and in tears, and not like sad tears, but just like, man, God is just so amazing. He's limitless. Like we cannot put him in a box. We can't. And whatever we need, whatever he wants to be able to share with us, he wants to know that he can get our attention at any time and at any place, no matter what. Like, don't just think he can talk to you only in the prayer closet. He can talk to you on the toilet. He can talk to you in the shower. You can have an encounter with him in your car. You can have an encounter with him walking down the street, you know, exercising. You can have an encounter with him in the bed when you first wake up in the morning like I did. Because that's exactly where I was. You can have an encounter with him with a cup of coffee sitting at your desk. You can have an encounter with him. Pray without ceasing. That's the scripture for today. And then just don't limit him. So your assignments for today is, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then for you to be honest with yourself and say, have I been limiting God? Ask yourself that. Let that be your assignment. All right, y'all. I love you and I'll talk to you tomorrow.